Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show, we are in part three of Come On In. You're all welcome.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Thanks for tuning in again to another episode of New Every Day. Mm-hmm. So glad that you've tuned in. And we're so glad to keep on with this conversation, Jen, about Peter, in Acts chapter 10, and Cornelius, the Roman, the leader
of the
Italian regiment,
I know,
sent for Peter because he saw a vision. Peter saw a vision of all these animals coming down on a sheet from heaven and God saying, go ahead, get up and eat. I want you to. Peter's like, no, I'm not going to touch anything unclean. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Then the Holy Spirit says, these guys are coming. I want you to go with them. I've sent them. But he doesn't give him the rest of the story. He doesn't say, Peter, this is the moment that I am going to allow the Gentiles or like non-Jewish people like me.
And me.
And you. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a shocker if you told me you were Jewish?
That'd be a shocker to me, too.
That'd be a shocker. That this was the turning point to welcome the Gentiles into this new kingdom, this gospel.
Yes. And it is interesting when you think about heritage, because I have Native Canadian and... Native and French Canadian. And really? English on my mom's side. And on my dad's side, I have some Dutch German and some English. And so it's all a mixture in there. But as far as I know, there is no Jewish ancestry in my lines.
I don't think me either.
Well, all the way back to Eve, because it says Eve is the mother of all nations.
So we're sisters for sure.
Right. But other than that, no, not a part of the set apart nation of Israel.
Me neither. I got some Welsh, Irish, French Canadian. That's about it.
And you know what's very interesting is as you think about our backgrounds, French Canadian or French Canadian and Native or Aboriginal and English, all those warred at one time.
Yeah.
And now, they're all part of who I am. And so obviously someplace at some point in time, they got over their issues and got together.
There you go.
And it's just very interesting how, what it actually takes to overcome differences or to overcome past hurts. And I know in our nation right now, we're, really looking at Aboriginal heritage and how the English and French came in and took that away and how there needs to be healing taking place. And and when we were in the States, we drove through parts of the country where the Underground Railroad was very strong.
Yeah.
And that was part of getting the slaves out of the South north to Canada where it's safe.
Yeah.
And they are still in the States going through reconciliation processes of, how do we get along? How do we honor one another? How do we make sure that we treat everybody the same way and give everybody the same opportunities? And it's hard. Like this, it goes right back, even to Cain and Abel, where Abel did something that pleased the Lord and Cain didn't, and he got all uppity about it and then killed his brother. Like judgment with wherever there's sin, it can come in and it changes the way that we look at people because of our own selfishness on the inside. And so
that's where racism happens.
And that's, especially here we are at Peter, he's coming to Cornelius's house as we're going to pick up the story. And you have to remember all of this is going on. Like in his mind, the Romans have come into our land, have taken over it, and are trying to, to subdue us. And they killed Jesus. And so all this is going on. And yet this is where God is leading him.
Yes. And it's interesting because they identify that, okay, so the people sent from Cornelius, tell Peter who Cornelius is. And so there's a couple red flags of why he shouldn't go.
Oh, yes.
His only reason to go was the fact that God said to go. Because they said in verse 22, they said, we were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer.
Yep.
He is a devout and God-fearing man, well-respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to his house so that we can hear your message.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where, like, love covers over a multitude of sins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this, where judgment could come in there and say, I'm not going to go because you're a Roman. I'm not going to go because you're a Gentile. Didn't matter.
Did not matter. I'm going because God has called me to go. Because he could have said, maybe this is a trap.
Right.
But, and so
he's already been in prison.
and that's maybe why God gave him the heads up.
That it's okay to go.
That's okay to go.
True.
Because he gave him the vision, and then he said, they're going to come, you need to go. And then they confirm, right? And so maybe that Paul or Peter needed to hear that, so he actually went.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm going to pick up from verse 24.
Yes.
23. So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. The next day he went with them, accompanied by some other brothers from Joppa. So now they're on their way. Verse 24. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, stand up. I'm a human being just like you. So they talked together and went inside, where many others were assembled. Mm. Peter told them, you know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me why you have sent for me. Cornelius replied, 4 days ago, I was praying in my house about the same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send messengers to Joppa, and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once, and it was good of you to come. Now we're all here, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given you.
What was everybody thinking?
As they were waiting?
As they were,
like, who is this guy coming?
Who is this guy coming? Enough so that Cornelius bowed down to worship him, right? And Peter's like, no, stand up. I'm a man. And he said, but Peter made himself, stand up. I'm only a man myself. Like, only, like, we're men.
We're equal.
And what were they thinking of a Jewish man coming to their house? Mm-hmm. Because here's like, he is a well-to-do Roman official. Like, he's a centurion. Mm-hmm. He's well-to-do. And yet this Jewish man is coming to tell him something?
A fisherman. Like, not exactly the highest ranking person.
No.
Yeah.
And yet there he is. And there he is looking at each other. And it's like, okay,
we're in the same spot. What's this good news?
What is this
good news? I really love that Cornelius actually gathered his family and friends because he realized the importance of this message because it was going to be coming from God.
Yes.
He'd seen this vision and knew that it was going to be life-changing.
Isn't that interesting?
And he wanted to share that right away with his family. He wanted them to have it firsthand from Peter.
Mm.
I just love that.
That's cool.
It makes me think, like, okay, this is... Now I have this gospel in my own heart. Holy Spirit lives in me to influence and to speak. And like, is that one of the most exciting things that I share with people? Like, am I super excited to share it all the time? Like, I want to be like that, you know?
All right. So with that, we will be right back after these messages.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, You'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You're still watching New Every Day. My name is still Carrie and her name is still Jen.
There we are.
And hey, we still have some great partners who are working with us to make this show possible. Go to neweveryday.tv, click our partners tab, and you can see all the organizations and businesses who help us keep going and talking about such great things.
I know. We're just so exciting.
That aren't our ideas.
I know.
We're just reading them.
I know. So here we go. We're jumping right back into the great things. So we talked about how Peter and Cornelius have met, and they're talking. Peter's like, well, why am I here? And Cornelius is like, I had a dream. And so here you are to tell me about the dream. So, and so as Carrie said, Peter's like, has the Holy Spirit inside of him, and he has something to share.
Yeah. So verse 34. You want to read?
Sure. Then Peter began to speak, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went through doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? Then they received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days.
There is so much packed into that.
I know.
I think what stirs my heart up the most, Jen, is just this clear presentation of the gospel that Peter just lays out for all the people and God does the rest of the work.
Yes.
So much I'm thinking about, there's this stress and pressure to, in the presentation of the gospel, and that we have to help people get to a certain point where they're going to be ready. But God works the soil. And I've just seen that in a couple of amazing instances recently, in my life with friends who, I didn't even really know they were interested in talking about God, but then they've approached me and said, I've been thinking about these things, or I have these questions about life, that it has been obvious that God has been working in their lives beforehand to bring them to the point to receive this gospel, and our job is to share the gospel and live it out. God does the work in people's lives, and he brings the increase.
Yes, and that's where Peter's job was just to tell the truth. The truth that Jesus came, told people about God, was crucified, died and buried, rose again, and then told them to tell others.
And I like he says, this is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John began preaching the message of baptism. So John the Baptist came, and he was talking about repentance and turning to God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power when he was baptized. The The Holy Spirit fell like a dove on Jesus. Jesus went around doing good works and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. This gospel is about liberation from something so much more oppressive than
yes.
the Roman influence.
Yes.
This is about liberation from sin and death.
Yes.
To bring us freedom to live in obedience to God here on earth and then to experience eternal life with him.
And what blew Peter's mind was that God was now offering that to the Gentiles. Like, yeah. It's really quite funny when you think about it, because all of the, when you read the prophets of the Old Testament, God is proclaiming judgment on the other nations because they don't serve him.
Yeah.
So he's actually wanting them to come to him.
Yes.
Like, there's always, this is why I love the heart of God. And sometimes people just don't pick it up. But even from the very beginning, like they said in Sodom and Gomorrah, even if there's five people, like his heart was to save, right? Or even if there's 10 people, his heart was to save. His heart is always to save. His heart is always to save. But I think sometimes we can be like, well, he's never done it like that before. I've never seen it like that before. He said this and da, da, da. And but God's heart at the end of the day is to save.
He wants that none should perish, but all should come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes, all. And like all the way, even to Revelation, you know, why does he send the plagues? Well, part of it is punishment, but the other part is that he would draw people to himself. Like, this is going to happen unless you repent. And they're like, we're not going to repent. And he's like, okay, here's another plague. And it's like, will you repent? No, we're not going to repent.
And the ultimate good would be for them to turn to him.
Yes. That is ultimately what God's heart is because of who he is. Like you said, to be redeemed from sin and death so you don't have to live in the darkness of life.
Yes.
And so, you know, when Peter is speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message because of their heart.
Yeah.
They were like, yes, that's what we want.
Yeah.
And so the Holy Spirit comes to all those who earnestly seek God.
Yeah.
And that's what blew Peter away.
Yeah.
Was just like, whoa,
yes.
God's accepting these people?
Yeah.
Like, just so cool. It's, yeah.
It is. It's so amazing. And Peter also says that, listen, I was one who ate and drank with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. So he's like, there's weight to what I'm saying because I've seen the living Jesus.
Yes, he was a witness.
I've experienced him. And I love what he says here too. He is the one all the prophets testified about.
Yes.
So he's like, in the Old Testament, what we Jews believe and that you guys have access to, Jesus is the one saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name.
Yes, everyone.
And God is faithful and just that if we confess our sins, He will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness
yes.
through Christ because of what he's done on the cross.
Every person. And so I think, you know, as we close up things today, it really is, Lord, search my heart where I have judgment against someone, whether they're of the same people group as yourself or of a different people group, and just you have a judgment against them. Like, maybe you don't talk to them because you can't understand what they're saying or they, you know, well, you know, what we talked about a few weeks ago, how we just want to paint certain people groups with certain traits. And so we pull back from them rather than going forward. And what is God saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact is God wants all people. And so if you're a believer in Christ today, we encourage you to search your own heart and say, where do I have judgments against other people groups? Where have I made comments against other people groups? Have they hurt me? Do I need to forgive them? Realizing God wants to be at peace with all men. So that means he wants us to be at peace with all men too.
And I want to challenge you to think of that person who maybe is super different from you and pray specifically for them that God will talk to them first.
Yes.
And warm their heart to receive the gospel.
Yes.
So let's pray, Jen.
All right.
All right. Father, thank you so much for the good news of the gospel and that you yourself came through the person of Jesus Christ to die for us. To make a way that we could have this living relationship with you and be freed from sin and death. To have your image restored in us so that we can go forth and live like you lived. And I just pray for our viewers and our listeners mm-hmm. who are struggling maybe with what this means to them. Even as they hear these words, they're perplexed like Peter was. Mm. What does this even mean? But Holy Spirit, would you bring revelation and help them understand mm-hmm. that their knowledge would abound more and more, that their love would abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight mm-hmm. so they can know what's best and know you.
Yes.
So we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you mm-hmm. so much for tuning in. And we're just going to wrap this up next week, or who knows, there might be more. Just it's so rich and deep. So stay tuned and we'll see you next week.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.